to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witz, and this is Morning Devotions. Failure is something that we all deal with. In fact, if I asked you to make a list of your top 10 fears, I'm pretty sure that the fear of failure would be somewhere on that list. None of us wants to be seen as a failure. We don't want to experience failure. And I don't think any of us wants failure to define who we are. You're a failed person is a fairly insulting thing to say. But what are some areas of your life where it's possible to fail? Well, think for a minute. We can fail at school, at a project at work. We can fail in a relationship or even in our family responsibilities. We can sin and fail morally. It was J.M. Barrie, the British playwright, who was back in 1922 of May that year, said that we are all failures. At least the best of us are, he said. It makes sense because we've all got something in common. We all fail. I failed maths in my school certificate exam back in 1966, and today I still can't add up properly. But, you know, that's a small matter compared to others who've experienced serious failures in their lives. Now, think about relationships that you've been in, or jobs you've had, or classes you've taken, or goals that you've set to achieve. And I'm sure that all of us can identify at least one, if not many, examples of failure in our lives. You're probably thinking right now about one failure in your life. It could be particularly devastating. That's not easy. Even the people we think are super successful people face it. I'm thinking, for example, of Chuck Colson. He's now one of the leaders in the Christian church. He went to jail as a result of the Watergate break-in. Bill Clinton has been a highly successful person in several ways, but he's also failed in several ways. So we all fail. It's a fact, because no one is perfect. Have you ever stopped to think that the more we attempt to do in life, the greater the chance of failure? For example, to enter into a marriage, you risk failure. You apply for a job, and you risk failure. You raise your kids, there could be failure. To step out and do something great for God, you could risk failure. So any time you step out in faith, you risk failure. So everything in life that's worth doing involves some risk of failure. The person who never risks failure, never attempts anything of value. There's a book called Walking the Leadership Highway Without Becoming Roadkill by Jim Buchan. And he says the secret of life is not avoiding all failure, but learning how to get up once you've made a mistake. And that's true, isn't it? Unfortunately, failure has a way of consuming us. Ever notice that the things you've done wrong seem to have more power in your life than the things that you've done right? You tend to dwell more on failures than successes. Regrets come to mind long after the accomplishments are forgotten. A psychologist has put it this way. He said, his name's Perry Buffington. He says, failures take on a life of their own because, he said, the brain remembers incomplete tasks or failures longer than any success or completed activity. He said, when a project or a thought is completed, the brain places it in a special memory, and the brain no longer gives that project priority. But failures, he said, have no closure. The brain continues to spin that memory, trying to come up with ways to fix the mess. Now, I think that's a pretty good definition of what happens. Now, there can be devastation. The longer you dwell on your failure, the more likely you're to move on from saying, well, that was a failure, to saying now, I am a failure. And that's a fairly significant change. It ripples through every area of your life. You feel that you're incompetent. Relationships are damaged. And they even can change the perspective of who you are and what God can do through you. Now, yes, you may have failed, but you're not a failure because as believers in God, we are called to be ambassadors of Christ, to be children of God, because God looks at us and sees each of us as important. In the eyes of God, we are anything but a failure. So even if you're not a believer, Jesus loves you. He cares for you so much that he died for you so that you could live. Well, true, failure can consume you, but that's not the way it need be. Heavenly Father, we thank you today that failure is not the last word. It doesn't have to be final. Lord, we can move beyond failure. So help us to do that today. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.